These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City, a clear favourite to sign Borussia Dortmund star Ilkay Gundogan after the club officials met with a midfielder's agent. He's been on the wish list of several Premier League clubs for the last few years. It seems City in pole position to sign him in the summer. It's thought the director of football, Tixi Bergesteen, met with his agent in the Dutch capital, Amsterdam, to discuss a big money move to the Etihad Stadium. Pep Guardiola, he'll take over from Manuel Pellegrini as coach on July 1st when he leaves for Bayern Munich. He's a big fan of the 25-year-old, who will reportedly cost around £23 million. Well, Sami Nasri is hopeful that he can be back to make his City return after the international break at the end of the month. The Frenchman's been out for 4 months with a torn thigh and tendon injury suffered in training, which required instant surgery. Nasri's been mixing with Manuel Pellegrini's squad for the last few weeks. Intensity levels have been stepped up. The 28-year-old removed from City's revised Champions League squad list back in January. No real indication at the time he'd be able to make a comeback, but the citizens will be delighted to welcome Nasri back to the fold for their vital Premier League run-in as they bid to keep alive their slim title hopes and also secure a top four finish. Well, incoming boss Pep Guardiola is also looking at Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. According to reports, the current Bayern Munich coach will take over in the summer and sees the England internationals the ideal candidate to play on the right side of his City team. Kevin De Bruyne is currently injured and Jesus Navas among those who operate in that role under Manuel Pellegrini. Guardiola apparently sees Oxlade-Chamberlain there with Raheem Sterling operating on the left. And finally, Bakary Sagna is confident City have what it takes to fight their way back into the title reckoning. They're currently 10 points adrift of Leicester, who lead the way with a game in hand. He said, "We have a good opportunity against Norwich to show we're back in business and show we're a strong and consistent team. I'm pleased with the way we played against Villa with winning 4-0. We kept a clean sheet, scoring goals. There's no reason why we can't do the same. We are 10 points behind, but we still have a game in hand. We want to catch them. We know we have to be consistent as a team to do it."